trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers.
Welcome to the first Wednesday of the month public affairs show. This is Rick Castellini, Adam Cochran, and Matt Kettlewell. We are the tech guys answering all questions tech. So give us a call tonight, 241-8801 extension 1 with any of your questions. We will answer them. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Yes.
We're all here. We're all on time.
We will make up an answer.
We'll make it sound great no matter what. 241-8801 extension. Excellent. Welcome back to the show. Again, Rick Castellini, Adam Cochran, Matt Kettlewell. You can talk to us here at the show today by calling, first and foremost, 241-8801 extension 1, or if you're out of the area and you happen to be listening on the web, 970-241-8801, or you can contact Mr. Matt on his Twitter, at Kettlewell.
At Kettlewell, yep.
Or Facebook, same thing.
Facebook, Matt Kettlewell.
Oh, Matt Kettlewell on Facebook. And that's with two T's, no E.
Correct.
No silent cues.
And Adam can contact. You can get Adam anywhere on the web at Talking Digital.
I'm pretty much everywhere Talking Digital.
And I'm pretty much everywhere. Help me, Rick. And we love to get Twitter questions during the show. We get a few every now and then. Mm-hmm. So we are monitoring the Twitter. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kettlewell here to my left is monitoring Facebook.
Yeah, and I've got a question already.
Okay, cool.
I actually had a question before we went on the air, said he wouldn't be on. Okay. So this is from Jason, and the question is, he has a Acer 5742Z, and it has Norton Internet Security. When I click on it, it won't run.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry for the gasp.
When you click on...
Okay, so when he... and it has Norton Internet Security on it.
Yeah,
that's a problem. When he clicks on it, it won't run.
Yeah.
When he goes to uninstall it, it just sits there.
Oh, good.
So his question is...
Yes.
How does he get rid of Norton off his computer?
Well, that's the right question. How do I run Norton? That's the wrong question. The right question is...
And you go to helpmerick.com, our website, and at the very top we have a place that says links, and in the link section we have the Norton removal tool.
Yes.
And it's the official Norton removal. Norton knows that their system can get messed up frequently. In fact, did you guys see the Symantec fired their CEO this last week?
Good. I didn't see that.
Because they had big hoopla about 2 weeks ago with corporate antivirus. You guys hear that?
No.
No.
See, yeah, their corporate antivirus had an update. And it took down thousands and thousands of corporate computers.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of a bad update. Well, the CEO took the fall, and they fired him last week. But anyway, this doesn't help Jason. Bottom line is, Jason, go to our website.
Because the CEO, I'm sure, is the one that programmed those glitchy things.
Absolutely.
Well, but the buck's got to stop somewhere.
I know.
They can't fire the thousands of engineers. Then they'd really be worse.
Or the head pro. They could hire the project manager on this project or something. I don't know. Go ahead.
His aunt might be a big stockholder. I don't know. Anyway, Jason can go to the website, helpmerick.com, go to links, and under the link section, we have a link to the Norton antivirus removal tool.
Awesome.
Run that. He'll be in good shape. And then if he's got XP, probably has XP, does he say?
He doesn't say.
If he has XP, I'd put Avast, which we have a link there for, the Avast free antivirus. If you're using Windows Vista or Windows 7, we recommend Microsoft Security Essentials.
Excellent.
So that's what you can put on there in place of that, Mr. Jason. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much. 241-8801, extension 1. That's as easy as it is to ask a question, and we will answer those just like that. I do have to give my buddy here across the table some kudos again, Mr. Matt. Adam.
Kudos? Mr. Adam.
Always.
Oh, wow.
Adam has given me two tips in all of our time together that have made the biggest difference out of anything. One tip was he gave me a gift subscription 1 year to Wired Magazine.
Yeah.
Wired Magazine has flat out been the best tool that I've ever used for gaining information.
Right.
Thank you to Adam on
that. You're very welcome.
Secondly, on his iPad, he introduced me to Zeit.
Oh, yes.
Which is now available on mobile devices.
Everything, yeah.
And Zeit is Z-I-T-E.
Yeah.
Is a wonderful news aggregation, what would you call it? Like a digital magazine?
Yeah, it's a digital newspaper. Magazine that collects, but it's not like there's editors that produce content. It basically gathers all of the content based on customized. So you tell it what you're interested in. Yeah. Based on your interest, it gathers it from blogs and news sources around the web.
Yeah, you thumb it up or thumb it down, and it helps to optimize it for what you're
like
viewing.
Pandora for news.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
If you have a smartphone or a tablet, Zeit should be one of the first things you should put on it.
You know, the only question I have is, why is Zeit not on the desktop?
Yeah, you know, they
I don't know.
They don't have it for Mac.
No.
But they sure have it optimized for the mobile, and maybe it's easier for the mobile. I don't know.
I don't know if there'd be enough people who'd read it sitting at their desk.
I would.
Well, I would occasionally, too.
But things like Zeit may be the reason why there was a big announcement about 2 weeks ago. I think we talked about it on the show about the Google is going to do away with their customized homepage.
Yeah. Yes, the iGoogle.
Yeah, and maybe
that's
what's going on.
Well, Google has their own version of Zeit for the iPad. I can't remember what it's called, Sources or something like that.
Okay.
It's its own
app. Is it their news reader?
It's not Google Reader. It's a different app altogether that's just news. It just
and you can customize what you want?
You can customize it, but it doesn't work the same.
Zeit has it down.
Zeit has it down. They really do. And now the thing with Zeit is it will either people don't like it because it pulls most of its information from blogs, not from, you won't find a lot of CNN and MSNBC and Fox and all. It's from blogs mostly.
I think they've changed that because I'm finding things from the New Yorker, the Atlantic, and it depends
on your choices.
Yeah,
it really depends
on your choice of the topics for sure, because I have a lot of education and a lot of technology stuff, and it's always coming from all sorts of other places. But what it's done is changed my opinion of blogs.
Right.
Because I used to think blogs were basically some guy who just was constantly, not necessarily ranting. I know that's what a lot of people think. But I thought, you know, it's somebody who's not necessarily able to make it in real journalism. And so they're going out there and putting out a blog or it's a sub-site to go along with something that somebody does professionally. But most of the stuff that Zeit brings in is very well written and very eloquent and very applicable. I mean, it's not considered the same as a journalist.
If you don't like one of the options, you can just say, I don't want to see any more of this person or I don't want this kind.
Yeah, or from this whole blog, I don't want anymore.
Yeah, it definitely pulls out the best of what's out there and really shows you what the best blogs are and everything. Yeah, and great content.
In an election year, it's fun to follow. I mean, all that stuff. And, with technology, I mean, it's cool. If you like to follow politics.
Right.
It's really cool.
And I forgot why I brought that up. There was one story that came up today that really grabbed me on that, and that's why I brought that up. But again, thanks to Adam for introducing me to those things. Adam's in touch with the information technology.
I do like being ahead. I do like trying new things.
Yeah, Adam tries out everything the minute it comes out.
Yeah.
And he hears about it the minute it comes out. I'm always about 2 weeks behind or more.
Yeah. I
just follow you guys.
That's what I do. And even though I don't make money doing it anymore, I mean, well, I kind of do because I, you know, teach at the college and teach this stuff, but you know, it still is. I've realized that it's just a part of me. I'm just naturally interested in technology and in journalism and all that stuff.
It draws you.
It really does. So I love it.
Oh, I know. The one thing that came up, there was two things that came up in the last couple of days. And not to be on the bandwagon against NBC, but NBC's Olympic coverage sucks.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah,
and
I like two guys that snuggle while they do the commentary.
Well, see, I haven't watched any.
Oh, you haven't watched any on TV?
Well, because it's at night and I've already known the results.
Oh yeah, me too.
And then when I watch it, there's so many thousands of commercials. I don't have a DVR.
Oh, I hear you.
I don't have a cable subscription, so I can't watch the other channels. So I've been trying to figure out a way to watch it on the iPad or watch it online. Well, last night, thanks to Zeit and Lifehacker.
Did you find the links to BBC?
Well, the links are there, but you have to hide your DNS.
Oh,
so
you have to find I forgot the name of the website and I could look it up, but there's a website that you can sign up for free for 7 days.
Wow.
That's all you need for the Olympics.
For sure. Yeah.
It hides your DNS because what happens if you go to an international website, and this is my extent of hacking, and you go to and you want to watch the Olympics. Well, you're going to get a big thing comes up and says, this is not available in your area because we're in the United States and NBC is the big hoopla in the United States for showing the Olympics. And since their video coverage on their website is horrid, and if you don't have a cable subscription, you can't watch the video on their website.
Right.
And then when you can watch it 2 days later,
yeah.
A, it's old. B, they only give you a shortened clips with with no announcers.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I don't mind not having announcers, but it's just horrible. All the way around, it's horrible.
Right.
bottom line is I found this thing last night. The BBC coverage of the Olympics is outstanding. Yeah. Their video player is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The video player last night, they have a little thing called on BBC, Catch Me Up. And so in the evenings, it says, catch me up what happened today. So I clicked on the swimming for the day because I enjoy watching the swimming. So the video player comes up, very high quality, streams real nice. But the neat thing is right in the play bar of the video player, it says, here's the events for the day. 200-meter quarterfinal, 200-meter final, 100-meter women's backstroke. So I could just click in the timeline of the video player what events I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And it would instantly jump to that.
Yeah.
I didn't have to search the website to see where's this video, where's this video. I could jump in the whole – I could watch the whole thing end to end if I wanted. But if I just wanted to see the finals or maybe the quarterfinal, whatever I wanted to see, I could click on and I was right there.
Now, that is a smart use of an interface where they didn't give you just numbers of so many minutes in. They
said,
you know, the 200 meter, it's right here. Click and get you there.
It was amazing. It's very nice. And so I said, goodbye, NBC.
Yeah.
Not that I said hello because they didn't have much there.
No, I agree.
But I got the iPad app.
Sure.
And again, you can't do anything with it.
No.
I can see all the highlights I want from Beijing on the NBC
app.
Oh,
yeah.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
That's 4 years
Well, later. Their opening ceremonies were far better.
Did you like the Beijing better than London?
Are you kidding? The opening ceremonies?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't see either.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't see
either. You have
I don't like opening ceremonies.
No. You have got to watch the Beijing opening ceremonies. It's not about... Because you know how opening ceremonies are usually about, now Celine Dion's going to sing her hit. And now you know, it's like a halftime show that goes on for 6 or 8 hours. It's really bad. But the Beijing, you will be...
And you liked it better than London.
It will blow your mind. No, it is better than a Who concert. It's better. It was incredible.
Okay.
I mean, it really was. You got to go, even if you can just watch one segment of it, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then you'll come back to me and you'll thank me for showing you that too. Cause it is incredible. I mean, you put 40,000 people playing the drums out on the field in exact synchrony, you know, it's really, it'll blow your mind.
Okay.
And then,
I'm feeling the emotion.
And then go and watch the giant baby fighting Mary Poppins and
well, I saw some of the photos.
Oh, it's horrible!
Of the earth rising up, and
it was
they tried to tell the history of England.
It was almost like a country saying we don't take ourselves seriously either.
Wow!
Yeah, it was really bad. But Beijing was like them saying, "Don't mess with our country," sort of thing. Like these people not only know how to play the drums, these guys can come in your backyard and hunt you down if you ever do anything wrong. It was
like ninjas playing drums.
Oh, it was. It was intimidating. But it was so good. It was so much.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to watch it.
They played like
maybe the iPad app is worth something after.
Yeah, I mean, it played like a field of people who knew that they'd get killed if they messed up. So they just, you know, they just would play exactly.
Maybe that's the case.
Exactly. But man, it's something else. It is. Really, really cool.
Okay,
cool. I would buy it on DVD. It was that good.
Well, you can find it on eBay, I bet.
I'm sure I could. I just haven't.
Or you'll probably find
but
it
I
in
would.
A garage.
I mean, it was really, really good.
Do you know what's been going through my head during the Olympics?
Yes.
Was
no.
Back in my days of the Commodore 64, and there was the Summer Olympics game. I still
was
have
a game.
There was a game. Yes, okay. Yes. And it, you know, and it had all these fake, you know, little birds that would fly off and everything. I think that is the best opening ceremony ever.
Oh, in the game.
No,
Commodore
just 64 ever.
Game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Commodore 64. It was the best.
A lot of people wouldn't disagree with you. That's true.
No, I did enjoy it. I mean, it brought back some fun memories, but I don't actually keep up with the Olympics too much. But I did have many, many summers with that game. And then they had the Winter Olympics game to go with it. And so I you know, had fond memories with my family. Oh, thanks.
Straight on.
Yeah, straight on.
There you go.
241-8801, extension 1 is the phone number. Okay, guys, last time we were here, I talked about...
I'm going to let this play while you're talking.
Okay. Last time we were on the air, we talked about Microsoft released their Office 2012, I think is what it's dubbed, which is a lot of their online, basically it's going to be an online, offline Office suite.
Right.
And they're giving you free access to the whole suite as a preview, because it's not going to be final, I don't think, until probably later this year, mm-hmm. early next year. And so if you have a Hotmail account, which I'm going to talk about in a minute too, you can preview it.
Did
you guys preview it yet?
It's not Hotmail anymore though. Did you see that?
That's what I was going to talk about. We're going to have a lot of questions from friends and family.
Yeah, I know.
But did you guys try the Office 2012 yet?
No.
No? Not compelling enough to give it a shot? Did you try it?
No.
I'll buy it when it comes out, maybe.
Well, it's, and I played with it a little bit the last couple weeks, and it's very, I have to say, they've made a huge change again, so people are going to hate
freak
that
out. Yep.
But they've really zened it out, and instead of being so much eye candy that you don't know where to start,
right?
They've really minimized the look and the effect of the ribbon. Mm-hmm. The ribbon is the toolbar kind of thing.
And they brought
thingy.
Back what looks kind of like a file menu.
Kind of,
but it's not.
Yeah. But it's very white, a lot of white space, so it reminds me a lot of Google Docs.
Right.
And especially if you use their online, the online version, which is cool, versus the offline version are very similar.
Right.
Which is a positive thing. They didn't make them so different that you can't use them. And then they've tied in what they call SkyDrive, which is a competition to Google Drive and
Dropbox
and things like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's worth a try. If you don't have Office and you want to just try it out, you can go to, it's called Office 365. That's what it's called.
That's right.
Go to Microsoft.com/Office365. And as Adam just alluded to, the thing they just announced yesterday or the day before is Hotmail is being rebranded as Outlook.com instead of Hotmail.com.
Now, which is stupid, I think. Don't you think?
I'm not a fan of Outlook, so yes.
No, I'm
I
not
think
saying
so.
Well, whether I like Outlook or not.
But what's your thoughts?
It's stupid because they're not going to get rid of Outlook.
Well, that
but
was
going to bring out an online Outlook, and it's going to be at Outlook.com, right, instead of Hotmail.com?
Well, you can maintain your old addresses.
Hotmail. Hotmail, they're dropping.
Hotmail going away?
Hotmail is going away. You can have your at Live or at Outlook.
Right.
Or at MSN.
Yeah.
But no longer Hotmail.
But no longer Hotmail. Boy. That one's going away.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. They say it sounds too much like the 90s, and so they're trying to just get rid of it.
Well, some other company just did that, where they announced a new product with the same name of another as their other product, and it's just going to cause more confusion.
Well, here was my question about that was, is this maybe their plan of dropping the desktop version of Outlook?
Well, I hope that's the case, but I don't know.
I mean, that's the only reason I could think of having a branding conflict.
If nothing else, they need to make it so it synchronizes with a web version, like they would with, you know, Word or something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind them having a desktop app for business and all of that.
For people that like that kind of thing, yeah.
But, yeah.
But I looked at it last night. I signed into my Outlook.com account, and it's, again, very Google-like.
Yeah.
The menus on the left. Again, it's very minimal, just like Google. Even the menus at the top and where you go into settings and things like that are very Gmail-like. And so it's, I mean, they know that the web is the future.
Right.
So they're trying. But I just don't think that they're succeeding yet.
I just can't imagine being in Microsoft shoes right now to see their tablet idea scooped by Apple and their all-in-one collective system of dealing with all information and correspondence being stolen by Google, or not stolen, but being one-upped by Google.
Right.
So here they are, a company that had the idea, they had the vision first, but they didn't want to execute it, you know, the way that...
Or just did it very poorly,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's very sad.
Yeah, I heard on that interface that the interface is actually pretty slick, but they seem to be neglecting a lot of features.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a and I guess a lot of the back end stuff when you start digging into it, the user interface starts collapsing.
Right.
Well, and it's still very early beta.
Yes.
So who knows what's going to happen?
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway,
right.
Give us a call 241-8801 if you're a Hotmail user. Are you going to stay with it? And especially, I didn't read that part that Hotmail is the address. Hotmail is going away.
Right.
And you'll have to convert. Which, again, goes back to a tip we gave long ago, which is you can get your own domain name for so cheap and have your own permanent email address.
Right.
No matter what happens to these companies, no matter what happens to your provider here in Grand Junction, we had our local cable outlet has been taken over, bought out by another company. And I heard from tech support for that company this week that Bresnan customers that have that address and are using that address, it will go away.
Which we
by
saw
the end of the
when
year.
They were at att.com mm-hmm. or something like that. ATT Home or something like that.
And again, it's your opportunity. Yeah. This is an opportunity for you folks who have that address. Don't get upset that it's changing, because that's going to happen maybe again next year if they get bought out by Cablevision. Who knows?
Right. Cablevision is Optimum. Yeah.
Are they the same?
I think so.
Okay. But maybe they switch the name.
But they get switched. Yeah. Who knows?
But the key is take this as an opportunity to change your email address to something more permanent. And again, permanent in the internet world, you never know. But Gmail is pretty permanent. Or get your own domain
name. Get your own name.
Yeah.
Yep.
You could be at Kettlewell.com. Well, you have an app, Kettlewell.
Do you
own Kettlewell.com?
I don't have the .com, but I have the .net. But I also have MattKettlewell.com and MatthewKettlewell.com and stuff like that, just so I can.
How many domains do you own?
I don't know, 50.
Do you own 50, really?
Roughly, yeah.
Wow.
And that's slimmed down. We seem to slim down every couple of years, and then we have more ideas. And
I probably have five or ten. I probably have 10 or 15, probably.
Okay. Did your wife have any for her business?
No, but...
None at all, huh?
No, but I have one for, like, you know, various other projects I've done. I just use the domain. Some of them I let expire and things like that, but...
Do your kids have any domains yet?
Not yet. Joel's going to buy one this year.
Okay.
He wants to create a blog, so...
Cool
for him.
Do that.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, 241-8801, extension 1. Gosh, there's a lot of stuff on the table already people could call about if they had a question.
I got something that's totally, it's technology, but it's not related to computers in any way.
Good. That's
it's household technology. And last week or two weeks ago about now, we bought a Ninja blender. You know what a Ninja is?
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
This thing is a cool device, because my wife was talking about how somebody at work had this magic bullet thing they advertise on TV. So I start researching personal blenders, which are blenders that, so, you know, they have a big canister to them just like a regular blender, but then they also have attachments that let you just hook a 24-ounce or 32-ounce glass onto it.
Okay.
And then
make
it blends
a smoothie
it up.
Or something.
Yeah, just turn it upside down and then you drink out of it. And so we started researching these things. And we got this this Ninja blender. It's like $80, something like that. It's 80 to 150, depending on how much you want to spend.
So can it compete with the Vitamix or
this is so cool. Yeah.
Or what's the one that they Blendtec?
Yeah, it's an 1,100-watt blender.
And has a good blade and everything?
Super solid blade. In fact, the big canister has two blades on it, one in the middle and one at the bottom.
Okay.
But then the small glasses, I mean, yeah. I mean,
but you're talking a quarter of the price.
This thing purees. Yeah, this thing purees quarters if you put in. No, I'm just kidding. But it's really cool. No, it's amazing. But you do. We take solid fruit, totally frozen.
Okay.
Ice cubes, pour a little bit of juice.
Has no problem with it.
Yeah, just blends it up. About 10 seconds.
For around $100.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is incredible. And it comes with two glasses and the pitcher thing. And you can buy all different variations of it. But it is really cool.
I have gone through like five blenders in the last few years. So
I can't tell
I'm
you
listening.
How our fruit consumption and our vegetable consumption has gone way up. And it's one of these things where you don't think it's like a temporary thing, because you're actually hungry for it all the time. You know? I mean, it's like when you're hungry for something, this sounds really good. You know, throw some blueberries and strawberries in there and it tastes like ice cream, but it's not. That's another thing that's kind of cool. So
very nice.
Yeah.
I have to look into that.
So throw that out there.
Yeah, because
that's my
the
technology
find. Well, that's a good household tip.
Yeah.
Save some money. Because I've been looking at a Vitamix or the Blendtec.
Right.
And they had the Blendtec guy was at Sam's not long ago.
Oh, really?
He was blending things up.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
And he was saying how much his was better than the Vitamix.
Right.
But they're both $350, $450, somewhere.
Yeah, both spendy.
But see, here's the thing.
That's a big thing to spend.
I think if you can turn a whole pitcher full of huge ice cubes into snow in about 10 seconds.
Right.
Then it doesn't matter to me whether it will cut up an iPhone, but it does matter
exactly.
to me. It does matter to me. You know, it has to manage
frozen. Easy to clean?
I don't even use a soap. I just run it under the hot water after I've used it.
And it works out great. That's so it's fast.
Yeah.
Fast cleanup.
Super fast.
All right,
super fast, yeah.
You sold me.
Even the kids keep it clean. That's how easy it is to keep clean.
Oh, there's the selling point.
Run hot water in it, dump it out, and you're good to go for the next time. So... Yeah, it is really, really cool. So
very cool.
That's my favorite find so far this year.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And it runs on foot power? You just pump your foot real fast?
Yeah. I didn't mention that you have to turn the crank at 1,100 watts. But yeah, no, it's really cool.
That's neat. I'm going to look at the Ninja blender.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different variations. The one I found is that were the one I like the best is like $130. That's a step down from the one we got, but $130, and it's comes with the pitchers and the glasses and everything, and cool. It's 1,100 watts. So
very
good. Hey, we got a call, and they probably want to know about blenders. Hello, this is Rick and Adam and Matt, and we're talking about computers and technology
and blenders.
What can I do for you?
I caught the tail end of the blender.
Oh, can you turn your radio down?
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you.
I caught the tail end of the blenders, and yeah. I wondered which one was the one you liked.
You know, the one I got, I can't remember the model number on it, but it's only a 550 watt was the one I got, and it still blends ice cubes and everything. But then there's an 1,100 watt one. I think Bed Bath & Beyond.
But the brand he said was Ninja.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ninja. Yeah, Ninja is the brand.
Ninja.
Yeah.
Okay. My real computer question was,
sure.
What's your favorite free just to copy a disk? My daughter's going off to college. She uses Dragon.
DVD or CD?
Mine, and I just want to copy the disk. But when I have Windows XP, and
right,
I don't know. I tried to copy it onto my computer.
Are you trying to copy like music CDs? Is that what you're trying?
Dragon. He's trying to copy Dragon. He said you're trying to copy a software CD, right?
Yeah, I mean she already has it. It's on her computer.
Yeah.
We both have passwords at work.
Sure.
Yeah, so but you there's a
if it'll let you what CD
what's the burner Windows yeah it's called Windows XP or XP
like
CD burner
CD burner XP Pro I think is what it's called.
You know what, I think we have it at helpmerick.com. I'm going to look it up real fast. Adam's going to look one way, I'm going to look another, and we'll find it.
Yes, it's all one word, CD burner XP.
CD burner XP. Okay.
And I'm cool, sure that's at helpmerick.com, but if not, if you type CD burner XP, it's in, it's the first thing to show up in Google, too. But okay. I would check Help Me Rick first.
Well, I'm looking under our links and resources.
You don't see it? We'll put
it
up
there.
I
know we have a link to it somewhere, but yeah, if you've got the address, that's the best place to go.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thanks.
Bye.
I know you did an article on that once, but I guess we don't have that in the link.
It's one of those apps I used to always install on a computer when I worked on when I set up a new computer. I like it a whole lot better than
And I still carry it on my CD drive, on my USB drive.
Yeah, and they come out with new versions all the time, but it has a nice interface, just like any of the other ones.
That's a good one to put in our links. I'll put it in there.
Yeah, it just comes up and asks you if you want to do it. It also lets you burn and create ISO files, which is
a nice
thing. Why pay $100+ for something that you can find for free?
241-8801 extension 1. I do want to mention you're listening to 88.1 FM, KAFM, Grand Junction, Colorado. And I do want to thank the web designer. Who's doing the web design here now? Do you know?
I think it's still, Arne's been maintaining it.
Okay. Because they did put our link for our podcast.
I think Arne is the one that did that.
Cool. So I thank him for that. And so if you have missed any of the past programs or you want to re-listen to us again because you've been so compelled by our Blender Talk, you can go to the KFM radio website, and they now have the link to all of the public affairs podcasts that are recording their podcasts. And we do try to record every time, and all of our podcasts are up through last month. So if you want to link up to that, you can do it from kfmradio.org or our website, helpmerick.com. 241-8801 extension 1 is the phone number, 241-8801 extension 1. Okay, it's that time of the show for me to get on my security soapbox, and I am hearing more and more people. I've heard probably at least a half a dozen people in the last 2 weeks alone that have gotten the random call.
Yes.
That says, hi, my name is Joe, and we have found out that you have a virus on your computer.
This is
a phone call.
A
phone call. And so they're calling just random, and they're just going on the fact that 80%+ of American households have a computer. And they also know that Windows is overall not a very good system, and people always think that it should be faster.
Yes.
So they're calling you, and first thing that should come up in your head is that, hey, how does this person know I have a computer?
Right.
That should be the first red flag that should go up. If that red flag doesn't go up, then A, you need to re-examine your red flag system.
Right.
But B, the next thing they tell you is, if you let that slide, they're going to say, if you go to your computer and go to this website, we can show you what's wrong with your computer.
Right.
Please know that on the internet, anyone can be anything.
Yep.
We could give you a website right now that says helpmerick.com, and I could make the website look like an error message.
You can
on
also
your
make your caller ID say Microsoft with a phone number on it very easily through the computer too. So just because your caller ID says it's Microsoft, which it may or may not,
sometimes they try to pose that. Yeah.
You know, you got to know that that's also possible.
Right. So first of all, when you get just a random phone call, just hang up.
Yeah.
Just hang up. There's nothing. They're not going to help you in any way.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself, how do they know I have a computer?
Right. Right.
And if they know I have a computer, how would they even have any idea in the right. world that I have a virus?
Now, get this one. I called you about it happening to my mom. Because
well, that's
my
right.
Mom, remember
that's
that?
Right.
Now,
that's
this
right.
was a step. This was worse than what you're talking about. Same scam, but one step above as far as the social engineering goes. And she had a laptop that had, I forget what the problem was. I think the mouse stopped working on it. And it was still under warranty, so she took it back to Best Buy, who fixes things under warranty. Best Buy sent it in.
Okay.
Then they brought it back. Then she brought it home.
Yeah, because they don't fix it here in town.
Yeah,
most
it wouldn't.
Of the time.
And something still wasn't working right on it. I forget what it was. Something still wasn't working correctly on it. And so she took it back to him and talked to him about it, and they said that they would, look into it or something anyway. And she brought the laptop back home. But she got a call about an hour later saying, you brought your computer into Best Buy, and we think that there's a virus on it. You'll need to go to this website and take a look at it and do all of this. So we don't know whether it's the people that run their tech, the warranty stuff for Best Buy. We don't know who it was and who was involved in that, but
there
was
some knowledge.
Tied in. Yeah, it was tied directly into the fact that she.
Now, that's a harder one to have a red flag about.
Yeah, because she did take it into Best Buy that day, and she did have it turned on. They did call her and say, they did tell her at Best Buy, we can't do anything for it right now, or I forget what the thing was, bring it back, and, we've got to call into tech support or something. I don't remember what it was, but for some reason she brought it home, and an hour later she got the call, so she was perfectly expected that. That would be it.
Well, I'm real, real close, and I hate to. I kind of almost hesitate to say this on the air, but 241-8801 extension 1 is our phone number. But I am so close to stop. It would cut out about 50% of my business, which is why I hesitate saying this. But it's getting harder and harder to go in and fix these things that are preventable.
Right.
These things are 150% preventable.
Right.
Windows is very holy. It takes a lot of time to keep things up to date and that kind of thing. But it's not so hard that it can't be done.
Right.
Windows is not so bad that you can't keep it clean, you can't keep it safe, and you can't. I have had somebody that one time said, well, I just won't browse the internet anymore. I said, well, that's not the idea.
That's not the point.
Yeah, that's not the point. You don't want that.
Right.
The bad guy wins.
Right.
If you don't go on the internet.
Exactly.
And I said, unless you don't want to, it's up to you. But I said, that's one of the reasons you have your computer. And I said, don't let that part scare you.
Right.
You just have to go through the motions of keeping it safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that every month, what you can do to keep your computer safe. We have all the tips and tons of tips on our website at helpmerick.com. And people like to still say, well, why do they do it? Why is it, how did I get it? And all these different things. We have all that how, what, and why on the website. And we're here every month, twice a month, that if you have questions, call us up and we'll explain it. If there's something that we've talked about that you're not sure what we said or we didn't explain it well enough, call us. That's what we're here for, 241-8801 extension 1. But my goal, and then Adam, same, I think I can speak for Adam, has been our goal since we started this radio show almost 12 years ago, is to help people save money and time with their computer. And if you get a virus on your computer, that's not saving you any time. It's not saving you any money. And so I feel like we failed in some respect because we've given you the tools. You have access to us twice a month for free here on KFM.
Plus your website.
And, plus the website's 24/7. You can get on there and find the answers. But it does take – I tell people it's like locking your doors at night. No matter how safe you think your neighborhood is, if you leave the door unlocked, then there's a potential that somebody's going to walk through the door. So you have to do the certain things to keep things up to speed on your own end. If you just leave things willy-nilly, something's going to happen. And so, but the phone call is really bad. Be aware that that phone call is out there.
Right.
And just hang up on these folks, because before you know it, you're given credit cards. They're, you're giving them remote access to your computer. That's what's happening out
right.
there.
Oh.
Yep.
And it gets really ugly really fast.
Right.
And then it requires a lot more time on your part to go and cancel credit cards, change passwords, you know, do all these other things, because you're not sure what happened. It's kind of like a drive-by, I don't know, what would you call it, a drive-by salesman coming in and selling you three, what were those old vacuum cleaners they used to sell door-to-door?
Well, there's
is that
lots
the rainbow?
Of,
or? Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of different models.
Yeah. What was the stand-up one with the big old honk in front of it on there? I can't think of the name.
Is that the one that had the water reservoir in it?
No, that's another one. Yeah, so there's a bunch of them. Did you sell these, Matt?
No, the ones I hate, there is a company.
Kirby. Kirby, yeah.
Oh,
the old Kirby.
Yes.
Yeah, right, sure.
But anyway, yeah, so be aware. And it's all it takes is to be a little bit aware of what's going on out there. And you can keep safe. You really can keep safe if you follow a few things.
Yeah, right. And just listen. And I've got a PSA.
I'm stepping off the soapbox.
Yeah, well, I've got a PSA to follow right on top of that, and that is, you know, we're all cloud users. Well, Dropbox is
What's the cloud?
Oh, the cloud is any application up in the air.
It stores your information on the Internet.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a website that you use to help you do what you need to do.
Right.
Well, Dropbox is a storage service to store your images and back things up, and is really a great service. But they've recently revealed that over the last few weeks, there's been some suspicious activity going on, and so they've realized they have been breached, and so you're going to want to change your password.
Right.
If you use Dropbox, you know, it's not as critical as what it was for the LinkedIn one where passwords were posted and things like that. So you can't check and see if your password was breached or not, but they are suggesting that everybody change their password.
If your password is 1234567 8, do 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1.
I had that this week.
Did you?
Well, there you go. And the person said, "Well, nobody uses that, do they?" She thought it was safe.
Yeah. So did you change it to Rosebud or?
Yeah, I changed the password.
The password
with a capital P.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
And FYI, everybody out there, there is actually lists out there that tell what are the top 1,000 most used passwords. And so we're kind of chuckling about this because all these passwords that people think, oh, nobody would ever use. Everybody's using those, and so the hackers enjoy that because they'll just take this list of the most common.
Makes it easy for them.
Yeah, it makes it very easy by using that. Well, and you know, if you're using it on other accounts as well, so Facebook, LinkedIn, Dropbox, if you're using the same password, they will get into the other accounts.
Well, here's the other thing, too.
There's the danger.
I think that a lot of people think, well, who has time to do that? A computer has time to do that. So all you have to do is load the username into a computer and say, try all 500
top five
common passwords and just try to log in.
Yeah,
and it'll do it in a couple minutes.
Fraction of a second, it can do that. So what I recommend to people is to use a service like LastPass. LastPass.com, it has an extension for Chrome, Safari, Firefox. Does it have one for IE now? Mm-hmm. And it has one for IE?
Well, I guess what it is, it's a Windows-based.
Yeah.
Because there is no really extension.
That's what I thought.
But it's a Windows-based thing that'll work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, it's. But even then, I mean, simple rules to follow are never use the same password on everything.
Right.
And write your passwords down.
That's the biggest one. And that's the simplest way to keep track of passwords. Get a little notebook. People always say, well, it's so hard. No, it's not hard. Get a notebook. Write it down. The other thing, if you do write it down, put a date next to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had another situation where I had a client who had them written down. Now, they weren't super organized, but she had them written down. But she had them written down in the same book 3 or 4 times.
Right.
And so we weren't sure which one was the current one.
Yeah.
And then what happens with many services, the good services, is if you can't log in after the first 2 or 3 attempts, they lock you out.
Right.
And that's a good thing, folks, because you don't want people to be able to try continuously until they get it right.
Right.
If and that's not an inconvenience for you. Right. that's a security measure for you.
It's protecting you.
But yeah, write down those passwords,
Date
them.
Or use LastPass because it has a vault that will save all that. It'll automatically populate for you, and you can go back and see what the password is.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
You can back it up.
And you can back it up. You can export it so you can save it and print it, put it in a safe.
Right.
Cool.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah, LastPass works great. That's the tip that Mr. Matt gave me about 2 or 3 years ago, and I've been a Splash ID user since I moved to the iPhone, and I still use the Splash ID, but the LastPass works pretty well, and their new iOS app helps a lot, too.
Nice.
Because their first iOS app was kind of hard to get into, but it's getting better.
Awesome.
Boy, 15-minute security soapbox, but it's important. It's important.
So we learned, just to summarize.
Yeah, please summarize.
If somebody calls you on the phone and tells you that your computer has a virus...
Get your credit card out. Is that right?
Your credit card.
Oh, okay.
Get out a friend's credit card, name your credit card.
Yeah.
But don't pay them your money because don't even talk to them. Hang up.
Yeah.
When they say, "Hi, this is Microsoft," you say, "It's nice to talk to you, Microsoft. Thank you for calling. Goodbye."
Yeah. But Microsoft does not call people.
No. Exactly. No. So that's
only Mitt Romney and Obama call.
Next
people.
Thing, never use the same password twice. Use a service like LastPass.com to do that. And
readhelpmrick.com. Yeah.
And follow the
surf
tips.
For porn. That's another good one. Yeah. Go ahead.
And turn on your red flag meter. Turn it up.
And tune it up so that your red flags come up often.
Yeah.
Red flags?
Red, for your own mind. You know, if something comes
up. Of filtering out who's on the other end.
I don't know where the red flag feature is in Chrome. I don't know where
I wish they had one.
Yeah, I wish they had one. I wish they
There was too. Something a client the other day, a business client, has been kind of back and forth with me a little bit, and we've been trying to discuss over the phone his problem. I haven't had time to get out there. He said, "Well, don't you have a tool that you can put in my computer and it'll tell you what's wrong?" I said, "I wish I did. I wish I did.
No kidding.
If I did."
No, here's the thing, though. Any company that does advertise that they have that tool is lying.
Yes.
There is no such. Don't do the 1-800-FIX-MY-PC or any of those things. That they just don't work.
Double my speed.
Fix my PC.
None of that works. It'll double your cost of your computer that month because you'll pay them, and then you'll have to pay somebody to fix it afterwards.
Exactly. All right,
241-8801 extension 1 is the phone number. Give us a call with any of your questions. Anybody tweet you guys or
no, nobody's talked to me, but have you guys heard about Google's fiber
in Kansas City?
In Kansas City,
my U-Haul arrives this week. I'm moving.
Nice.
$70
nice.
A month.
Yeah, my cousin is in the first neighborhood out there.
Really?
Yeah, and she says it is blazing fast. They actually have a store down the street from her where you can go down there and you can identify what neighborhoods are coming up next because you have to vote for your neighborhood and get your neighborhood in line. And she says that the speeds are just unbelievable. They're off the charts.
It's like instant.
It's beyond instant, And well, so she has a tablet for the phone, and there's an app that she can get that will allow her smartphone to be used as a remote control for the TVs.
Yeah.
And they allow you to have a device per TV without additional charges.
And just to catch people up, what Google Fiber is about a year and a half ago or so, Google started putting out the word to communities all over the United States. They were going to test a super high-speed internet. And so they were going to bring it to whatever city gave them the best proposal. Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, gave them the best proposal.
It was Kansas City, Kansas?
I think it was on the Missouri side.
The Missouri side. Kansas City, Kansas.
Oh, yeah, it's small. Not really right. I'm sorry. I always forget.
It's the same city, but you just...
on the other side of the
people say Kansas
line.
City, it's usually both.
Okay. But anyway, so the bottom line is Kansas City gave them the best deal. Mm-hmm. And so starting this month or in the fall,
very soon.
It's going to go live.
I think it did go live.
In July, right? Or June or July?
Very, very recently.
Anyway, it's very close.
Yeah,
not
a couple
accurate.
Weeks I've been reading the news.
But on the website, if you go to google.com/fiber, they've got a neat little tool that shows you how fast is. Because when you say gigabit and megabit, people don't understand. But they tell you that it's over 100 times faster than the fastest internet most people have available.
Right.
So they have a neat little tool that says, what is 100 times faster? And so it says, where do you live? And you can put in your address, and where do you want to go? And then it says, if you were driving, it would take this long. If you could go there 100 times faster, this is how long it would take. So it's pretty cool. So for me to drive to New York City, continuously, it says it's like 42 hours.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's quite
it's
that,
not
long.
That long. But yeah.
23, 26
yeah, that's
hours.
Probably about right.
But if I was 100 times faster, it would take me 9 minutes
yeah.
to drive from here to New York City.
Wow.
So it's kind of a neat little way to, cool. to conceptualize what 100 times is.
Yeah.
But that's what Matt's talking about. Well, you're going to have to keep us up to date with your cousin.
My cousin.
On how she's going to get it then.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. She
Very
is.
Cool.
And she is way excited about it.
Well, you're going to take some vacations out there,
be.
Maybe.
Yeah. I told her I'm moving.
Yeah. No kidding.
Now, where that would come in handy, we haven't talked. We haven't said Apple one time today.
Yeah.
Have
that's
we?
A first.
We might have said an iPad.
We might have said iPad.
iPhone, but no, we didn't talk about Apple.
But last week, Apple released Mountain Lion,
yes.
which is their newest update to their operating system.
I just updated today for my desktop. I updated my laptop.
And how long did it take?
It actually took me a long time.
Yeah, two or three hours probably.
Yeah,
it's a big download.
Yeah.
And if you'd had 100 times faster, it might have been like 4 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
But if you are a MacBook or iMac user, and if you have a newer MacBook or iMac last 3 or 4 years, that is something that's available to you. I've read news reports saying that this is probably their most important and best update yet.
As far as the smoothness of installing it?
No, just in terms of features.
I heard just the opposite, that it was kind of a letdown.
I haven't really, to be honest, other than my little bar across the top, I haven't really seen any difference.
Yeah, it's not a big difference from Lion.
Right.
But I don't know. I've read a couple articles that said that I guess what they're saying is because it's tying closer and closer to the iOS.
Yeah, the next update is going to be big.
I think. And this update is. But the one thing I noticed they did, even on Lion, on one of the latest updates, which is great for people that are using Hotmail, soon to be Outlook.com, Gmail, Yahoo, and things like that, is they have the same little wizard in there that they have on iPhones and iPads, where instead of having to set up the email, if you want to bring in your contacts and your calendar and you're using those services, you can now just put in your username and password and it'll bring it in.
Right.
And that's cool. Just like it does on your mobile device.
Yeah.
So,
that is cool.
That was a new feature in Lion on one of the latest updates and standard in the Mountain Lion.
Cool. So well, I know they added a mountain at the beginning of it, too.
Yeah.
Because before this, it was just Lion, and now it's Mountain Lion.
And it's a slightly smaller cat.
It is, yeah. It also
still a big
called,
cat.
Now, they haven't had Cougar yet, I guess, then.
that's got to be coming soon.
Puma, to me, I thought was just a mountain lion up in the trees, but maybe not. I don't know enough about it. Didn't they have one that was a Puma or something like that? Maybe they didn't.
I know they've had
Jaguar.
Leopard.
That's what I was thinking. Jaguar.
Yeah, they've had leopard, jaguar, snow leopard.
Yeah, jaguar is just.
I didn't know before.
It's a tree lion. I think it's just a mountain lion that's black up in the trees. I don't think it's any different. I think it's the same animal.
It's still a different species.
I guess.
Anyway. But I guess the reason that came up was with the Google Fiber.
Right.
Kinds of updates would be super fast.
I'm waiting for Maine Coon. Or calico.
Oh, yes. Those
Siamese. Siamese.
But they don't do the house cats.
Persian. Yeah, that's
if they
true.
Go to house cats, then you got to think, really want it?
Something for people who aren't that interested in technology but love a good fight.
They had tiger.
Oh, that's right. You need to watch the battle between Samsung and Apple. What's going on right now?
Oh,
that is
synopsize it for us.
It is going to be, Apple is accusing Samsung of ripping off the iPhone for their iOS devices.
Right.
And Samsung is basically just saying, we built the device that had Google on it. Who you really want to be mad at is Google. And it's really interesting.
I heard it was a proxy fight here.
Well, and part of it was design, too. I heard that they were showing old designs of the Samsung phones and then the new designs. And it's pretty darn penny ante.
Yeah.
Because that's industrial copying has been going on forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at Lazy Boy. Lazy Boy built the first recliner. I don't know if they built the first one.
No,
certainly they're popular.
Sure.
Now you can find any number of recliners
that
have an arm on the side.
The thing that doesn't get pushed enough is the law, the patent law that says if something is a common sense idea, you can't, a common sense thing. Turning an on and off button up on the right side of the device is not something you can patent because it's just common sense. So.
Right. Yeah. It's,
but
it
they
gets
seem to be
silly.
Trying.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets kind of silly.
Yeah. Now, do you hear about Microsoft's official notification?
Yes.
Yeah.
October 24th?
I didn't hear the date, but I heard that it was done and it has been shipped to the OEMs.
Windows 8.
Windows 8.
Windows 8.
Ooh. So I'm probably going to upgrade it on my kid's computer.
Yeah. If you're in the market for a new computer,
Yeah. Do it now.
Go
buy one now.
Before the upgrade.
I tell you, computers are so cheap now. It is absolutely astounding.
That. You and I both have a friend that just bought one, or my friend, your client. The
ex.
Ex client. But just bought an 8 gig machine with 8 gigs of RAM, and I think it was
quad core processor.
Yeah, 1 terabyte hard drive, something like that. But $499.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Wow.
Yeah, and laptops this weekend, there was two laptops less than $350 that both had very decent processors, specs. 4 gigs of RAM.
Right.
Today I got something in the mail from Sam's. They have a 17 inch laptop, which I don't know why anyone would want that unless you're going to keep it on your desk.
Yeah, I could.
17 inch laptop, 8 gigs of RAM, i5 processor, $599.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that is.
It's really cool.
But they don't build in all the antivirus fixing that you have to do and that kind of thing if you don't take care of your system.
Right. Well, buy it, strip it, put Linux on there, and you've got yourself a good machine.
Yes!
Yep.
So, okay, speaking of new computers, though,
yes.
What is the one item besides antivirus? I'm going to try to steer you into the answer.
Okay.
Besides the antivirus, when you buy a new computer at any office or electronics store, what is the salesperson going to try to sell you?
The next warranty? Thing.
No, besides the warranty. So now I'm really narrowing it down.
Wow.
Microsoft Office.
Well, we already talked about that, so I didn't think that was the answer. Microsoft Office.
They're going to try to sell you Microsoft Office because they're going to say, oh, you need Word and Excel.
Right.
All new computers, and this is across the board for the last year, come with a version of Microsoft Office called the Office Starter Edition.
Right.
It's free. It's free for life. It's not a 60-day trial. It's not a 90. It's free for life. If you only use Word and occasionally use Excel, don't spend the $100 on the full version of, and usually it's $129 for Microsoft Office Home Edition. You don't need it.
Right.
Just go home, tell the salesperson no thank you, and use Office Home Edition, or what I say
Starter Edition.
Starter Edition.
Yeah.
Now, and it's very easy to, all you have to do is click on it and say use Starter Edition. The only difference is it has a small little ad on the far right-hand corner that's very inconspicuous. And other than that, it's exactly the same.
Wow.
Really?
Don't buy Microsoft.
So it has all the other functions that somebody's going to need?
Every other feature.
Yep. Wow.
Every other feature of Word and Excel. You only get Word and Excel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get PowerPoint. You don't get Outlook. So if you need those things, then obviously you got to buy that. But if you only use Word,
Slide Rocket,
and that's most people,
you
don't need to buy the Microsoft Office. And we could speak volumes about all the other options
besides
that. But don't buy Microsoft Office. And if you're curious about that last statement, since we're going off the air in about 2 minutes, we have that tip at the website, helpmerick.com, that says don't buy Microsoft Office and what your options are.
Yeah.
But Office Starter Edition works great. For 99% of people.
Have you seen the Google Maps car going around?
I have like four times.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
When's the last time
you've
seen
of it?
I saw it yesterday at a gas station.
So she's still around.
It was either yesterday or the day before. Yeah, always with the windows up, the door closed. I mean, it's like...
I'm wondering how long does it take for them to go around the city?
I don't know, but I wanted to walk up there and talk to them and ask them questions and everything, but it's very obvious. You know, as soon as you even come close, their head goes down.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk to you. I mean, I want to see the inside of the car.
It would be kind of fun. Yeah. I wonder, do they park it in a secure garage at night, or do they have to take the unit down?
I think she sleeps in it all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
But you tweeted the first time I saw it.
Well, it was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and then I saw it three or four times since then. I haven't seen it in about a week.
Yeah, but I saw it yesterday. I saw it at the gas station yesterday or Monday, something like real, very recently.
But I was talking to somebody. I wonder how long it takes for those folks to drive around an entire city, every single street.
Yeah. It's got to be a long time.
You think a month?
Yeah.
Maybe more?
Maybe. I guess a month.
I mean, how
every time I see them too, I've only seen them. I see them drive, here and there, but more often I see it parked with them sitting in the car doing something. Like,
oh really?
I don't know whether they're updating this street
or getting their new maps
all the way now, or up. I don't know whether they upload the new maps right then and there. I don't know how it works.
They must get some kind of GPS.
See, this is why I want to talk to them.
Yeah, they must get a route from Google.
I don't
want to
know the secrets. I just want to know the process. If they can't tell me something, I'm perfectly happy to say, fine, don't tell me. But the stuff they can talk about, I'd love to know. I mean, the Wienermobile goes all over the United States.
Well, but they're also marketing something.
Oh, yeah. Well, Google has Google all over the car.
Well, that's the only marketing they need. They don't need you to ask them. Because imagine how much they'd be slowed down if everybody that was interested. Because I'm
totally
like you,
understand.
I would love to ride around with them for a half a day and see what's going on. I'd also like
I think
to know
there's a robot in the passenger seat. You can't fit in there. But
it could be using the Google Drive yourself car, you know, and it could be just a dummy in there.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, we'll discuss that again in 2 weeks. We'll be back on the third Wednesday of the month here on KFM. But we have come to the end of a broadcast hour. And Adam, there's our guy.
Oh, good.
So we were just getting ready. But we'll pod up some music. You are listening to KFM Radio 88.1 Grand Junction, Colorado, listening to Rick, Adam, and Matt. And we'll be back again in 2 weeks.
If he'd have done it, I'm sure it would have been me. Thank you.